Three, two, one. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Introduction to the Pierce County Fair podcast. My name is Frank Ginther, and I'm the Pierce County 4-H Youth Development Agent.
And I'm Ann Webb, the Pierce County Fair Coordinator.
Today, we'd like to talk to you a little bit about who's who at the Pierce County Fair. First of all, it would be helpful, we think, for you to know a few phone numbers, don't you think, Ann?
Correct. Yeah, our fair staff has a separate number if you have a question related to a fair item. My staff would help you, and our number is 273-6874.
And if you're looking for questions answered specifically about your 4-H projects or your junior fair projects, you'll want to call the University of Wisconsin Extension Office, and that's where I work. We're actually neighbors to each other in the Pierce County Office Building.
Correct.
But the extension staff number is 273-6781. So those would be good phone numbers to remember if you need to just contact people prior to the fair with questions about what kinds of things might be happening or if you have questions about your entries.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We also have other people that help us during the fair that you would be able to be in contact with. We have a group of people who are superintendents, and they are people who work for the fair in a particular project area to assist you as you are bringing in your project for check-in, judging, and as exhibits are released.
Yeah, you'll kind of think of them as your Walmart greeters a little bit during the fair, and maybe they do a little more than that even. They're people who actually manage the departments that your exhibits are housed and shown in during the fair. So they are individuals who generally have been on 4-H project committees, or they're people who've been associated with the fair for a number of years. Occasionally we get a few new superintendents, but these are people from the community who are interested in that project area. They help display the projects. They help make sure they get entered correctly. What else do they do, Ann?
They help during the judging. They assist the judge during judging, and they help when it's time at the end of the fair to have all the exhibits taken home. The name of a superintendent for the project area that you are in is located in your fair book right at the beginning of your project area that you are involved in. And they also can be used as a resource if you have a question about a particular type of entry you're going to bring within that project area. They sometimes have a good handle on how you should do something or what can be brought, what cannot be brought. So please utilize them if you do have some questions about your project area.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ann. You can generally find all the superintendent numbers right at the head of each of the departments in your Pierce County Fair book, and we'll be talking more specifically about that document in the next segment that we do for this podcast series. So check out the superintendent name and numbers if you need to contact them before the fair. In many cases, they wrote the regulations.
So. Correct. Right. If they can help you, or one of our fair staff or one of the extension staff can help you answer a question related to the particular project.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, we have some other very important people that help during the fair, and they're simply called helpers, and they could be youth all the way up to older individuals. And what does a helper do, Ann?
A helper helps everything just run smoother at the fair. They help the superintendent with judging, or while they're checking in projects, or help people get their entry tags on, so on and so forth. We need helpers, a lot of helpers throughout the whole fair to make everything run smooth.
Several hundred, I'd say.
Several hundred helpers, probably.
And these are volunteer positions.
Correct.
And, so if you're interested in helping, you could begin helping with fair stuff this fair season in 2008, as early as Monday, August 4th, is that right?
That is correct. And we'll need helpers all the way through checkout on Sunday, August 10th, which ends about 6:30. So, you know, we want kids, we want moms, we want dads, we want friends, we want families. The more helpers we get, the smoother that the fair does run for us.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for you to view other projects, get some new ideas for yourself. You can often listen to judges' comments and suggestions. You meet some new people of all ages. So, and it looks great in your record book or your ME form if you're a youth out there, or even your resume. So, and in exchange for being a fair helper, you receive a coupon at the 4-H food stand. Is that right?
That is correct. That's our small token of thanks for helping at the fair. So we really appreciate that. that.
Also on the who's who list, and who are these other volunteers that we talk about at the fair?
The fair staff has an extended amount of staff that we need just to run the fair, and they will be ticket takers. You'll see them right as you come into the grounds. We have building guards, people who are actually guarding your 4-H projects that you bring in. We also have first aid people and parking people to make everything run smooth during the fair. We'll all be in a specifically colored shirt this year. And anybody that has a fair shirt on, you can usually ask for help. They can usually direct you into the right area or help you get around on the fairground. So please utilize anybody that you see has a fair staff on, fair staff shirt on, that can help you out during the fair.
Ooh, do we know the color of the shirts for 2008 yet?
It's a secret.
Ooh, but it's a secret?
No, we don't quite yet, but it's being determined. I believe it'll be red, white, and blue.
Oh, sounds cool. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this Who's Who section on the Pierce County Fair podcast.